This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we need to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Officials in San Francisco plan to limit the number of days homeless families can stay in shelters and place new restrictions on just who is eligible for the program. This according to a memo obtained by the San Francisco Chronicle. All right, Phil, so what's behind the change and why does it target homeless families?
Well, it's been in the works for a while. And what we have is a situation where the need is just outpacing the supply. There's been a tremendous surge in the number of homeless families in San Francisco. For example, about 2 years ago, we had about 300 homeless families in San Francisco, and that was high. But in January, we had 437. All right. And 300 of those were in shelters. Now, the surge is coming from a number of different things. People are losing their rents. They are being economically displaced. Yes. We also have drugs and family problems. Yes. Domestic problems. Yes. But we're also seeing a surge in the number of migrants coming up from the borders. This is not just, you know, governors in southern states dumping them in San Francisco. This is the move with Homeland Security as they disperse out. They're starting to arrive in San Francisco, and many of them are winding up in RVs, and some of those recreational vehicles where families are renting them out, actually from people that rent them out on the streets. You wind up in situations like we had where a bunch of them are parked by the zoo and people say they have to go. You have to have some place to put them. And the only way they can find a place to put them in short order is to get other people to move out. And that's what this we're talking about here, is trying to get people out so others can move in if there's an emergency.
Okay, the obvious question, so then what happens to the people who move out? I mean, isn't this just a merry-go-round?
It is a merry-go-round, only there's nothing merry about it. What we have, one of the biggest problems, and they're finding this out, it's sort of been under the surface for a while, is it's one thing to get somebody or a family into shelter, into a place. It's another thing to get them out, get them moving into permanent housing. That's a very, very big and difficult step. Sometimes the people don't want to. They don't want to move out. The family doesn't want to move out for whatever reasons. And so now they're saying, okay, look, at the end of 90 days, you got to examine this. We got to take a look. We'll make exceptions. But both, this is a message both to the people staying in the rooms and the people who are running the program. There's got to start to be movement here. Now, I don't know if it's going to work, because moving out of housing, the best you can do is get Section 8, and that might get you a place out in Antioch or Brentwood or in the Central Valley. But let's face it, San Francisco and the Bay Area is still the most expensive housing market. And if you're homeless and in your shelter trying to get that next step, it's a huge one. And I'm not sure what they're going to do when this starts to rubber meets the road on this program and people do find themselves back on the street. It's not going to be a nice story for the new mayor. That's one thing for certain.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.